5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Cross between tonsillitis, myxomatosis.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You're falling apart.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, she's Friday, Fat Boy. We absolutely love it.
Yep.
Couple of hours of the best radio you'll ever hear. You can have a couple of little personality tablets while you're listening if you like.
Froffies.
Get yourself ready for a massive Friday night. Enjoy every single second of it. Damien Christoph in here.
Yes.
Resident health expert. Love speaking to him.
He'll tell us to have a couple of froffies.
And then Nath Brown in the second hour, our man Friday Night Dominator, of course. Former star of the Western Bulldogs, former star of the Tigers, who, by the way, are 5-0, and his wife, carrying him around.
Exactly.
In a business sense. She is a dominant force. We're going to find out exactly what's happening with Scent of Home.
Exactly.
Candles
like,
and perfumes.
That's it. Exactly like Michael Roberts, whose wife's got a very good business.
Gubbo.
And Rubbo has just jumped on the back there, saying, look at me, me, me. And it's his lovely wife doing all the work.
So big show, Friday. Enjoy it, as I say. Hello, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy, listeners. And g'day you, Leroy.
It can't
it
be.
Is.
It can't
it
be.
Is.
Ah, Brian. Hey, old Bristlebush.
Brian.
Jim, Brad Ebert, good player over there at Port Adelaide.
Yes.
His wife is due to give birth any day, and he, Port Adelaide, play up there at the Gabba, but he said, I'll play.
Playing.
Yes.
Instead of being there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So good luck to him.
Well, you can have them induced these days, I'm pretty confident, Bill, so you can control a bit of when they arrive.
Well, I don't know if you can. It's very
actually,
hard to
you
induce.
Can. I've had two of my four induced.
Induced, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. The gels go in, Bill, and it gets everything started.
No. Anyway. Hawthorn said they're confident. This is Alistair Clarkson.
Yes.
He said, mate, their confidence has taken a hit, Jim.
Ooh.
And he said, confidence comes and goes.
Right.
I'm waiting. I thought, and then the next one would be, I went down to the supermarket.
Can't buy in the supermarket.
No, we didn't say that, exactly, but I was looking for that. Do you know anything about the new fixture, Jim, that you were tied up with when you were at North Melbourne?
No, I don't, because it's changed about four times. I've put my own ideas of the fixture forward, but...
Well, the revamp one is looking like, Jim, 18 games in the regular season, so everyone plays each other once.
Yes.
And then they have a playoff series, and then the finals.
Yep.
So that would have
like
been
a
one...
wild card sort of setup.
Yeah.
I don't like it, Bill. The one I put forward, which I still don't understand why they don't do, except for financial reasons, is that you have 20 home and away games of football.
Right.
18 against each other, if you like, and then two themed rounds.
Or blockbusters
whatever. So
West Coast Eagles play each other.
Freo twice, and of course, Eston play Collingwood twice, and all the ones that you know, the rivalry round and the bloody heritage round and the opening round.
So 17 each,
of course, because you can't play 18, given there are only 18 teams.
Yeah.
17 each, three themed rounds gets you to 20.
Yes.
Have the week off, play the finals. They won't do it though, Bill, because it means two rounds of footy that they can't sell in the media rights, and I think that's short-sighted.
All right, Sean Hampson could miss the season, Jim. His back injury is going slowly. Maybe another 12 months it'll hang around. He's 29, he's on the long-term injury list, and he's... Girlfriend or wife? Is he married to Megan?
I don't know if they're married, but certainly
and she's pregnant
one.
Again.
She's the second one coming.
Exactly.
Yep. Nice.
And then there's a bit of banter, a bit of
byplay,
a bit of bants going on between Ed McGuire and Fev. Of course, Fev come out and said, "Let me play. I'll get fit and I'll play for Collingwood and I'll kick goals."
Yes.
And Ed had this to say on the Hot Breakfast this morning.
Fev making a comeback at Collingwood.
That's what he's doing. I got my coat pulled here yesterday.
Probably saying, room on the forward line.
No, there's not. Not for him. Couldn't wedge him between the sticks. Big Fev at the moment.
What are you saying?
He's fat.
Train him up. Get him back and get him out there, Big Ed.
Seriously.
Not going to happen?
No.
Well, Hose Mary just laughing in the background.
That's our girl, the Hose Mary.
Exactly. Yes. So that was Eddie this morning. And then Fev responded today on Fox.
I'm copping your hammering. And at the end of the day, you shouldn't be saying that. But, mate, I'll get fit. Get me down there. I'll be better than half the blokes running around this weekend.
Oh, Fevola.
Well, he is playing out there at Melton.
Right. Well, there's a slight difference between Melton and AFL. What would have thought, Bill?
18 on the ground, Jim. Yeah, there's goalposts. There's point posts.
There's a slight difference.
There's grass.
There's a slight difference.
But
we love Fairview. He's been a wonderful
coaching
player.
Out there at Melton South. I don't know how he's going, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But we said yesterday he's probably past it.
Well, you were stronger than that.
Oh, I said he was. Yeah.
Fat as a fool were the words you used.
Did I say fat or fit?
No, you didn't say fit once. Fat. I'm going to let you tell this story, but it's good that you do, otherwise I'll tell it myself.
Well, myself and Jill went for a walk. We needed some inspiration. We've been sitting in here for 2 hours trying to think of the show and topics.
Yes.
So we went for a walk and I went to Spotlight because I've moved into a new joint there in South Yarra, Jim.
Yes.
And it's the worst pillows ever. Tiny little skinny pillows. Yep. Hate them, Jim.
Yes.
So we went to Spotlight and I bought a pillow.
Did you?
Hmm. Found the cheapest one there. Oh. Jim's 25% off.
Come on, Bill.
But I needed one with a bit of sponge, you know?
Yep.
So I'm walking back down Clarendon Street.
Yep.
And I'm walking past Jakey King's tattoo shop, Jim.
This is where I heard about this.
So we had a look in there. No Jakey. Anyway, I look up and Jakey's about 150 metres up the road walking towards us. And I'm walking down Clarendon Street with a pillow.
That's it.
So I said, Jill, carry my pillow.
Oh, oh no.
I can't be seen walking down Clarendon Street by Jakey King carrying a pillow,
Jim. You handed your pillow over to Jill.
So I said, Jill, she goes, I said, Jill, carry the bloody pillow. So I threw it at her and she caught it and she carried my pillow. Jakey King, hey, Jakey, how are you, mate? Started talking tattoos
and
the biz, Jim, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
How strong I am and tough.
That's it, tough.
And I'll come in for a tattoo soon, Jakey. Don't worry about that.
Connected and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. And then we just kept going and I got my pillow back at the lights and walked up here, Jim.
Bill, that is pathetic.
I told you the story, which you thought was pathetic.
It is pathetic.
And
if you're not confident enough in your own masculinity
to
walk along the street with a pillow, and be seen by a tough bastard like Jake King, something's wrong with you.
Well, I got a brand.
Have you?
I should be drinking frothies.
A tough brand. You're
tough brand.
Blokes know you as being tough.
I should be walking up and down the street with a froth.
Yeah,
you don't worry about that.
No, I don't think so.
So 133353, Jimmy boy.
Well, hence.
Hence the topic. Ring now, Rush Hour family. Got some great prizes. Ring now and tell us what's the one thing a man... What? Cannot be seen carrying, Jim.
No, Bill.
One thing a man cannot carry.
Oh, no.
Jim.
All right.
We've got a bloody certain esteem.
What? Oh. What, if you're a man, can't you be seen carrying
exactly
in public?
That's exactly right. Like a pillow down the main street here in Clarendon Street.
You made our beautiful producer Jill carry it for you.
Yeah. Well, Jakey King was coming the other way with his big tattoos.
And
his
you didn't want to be seen with carrying a pillow. Mm. Brett's in Hoppers Crossing. Brettie?
How you going, guys?
What can't you carry, Brady? What can't a man you and I carry, mate?
Oh, mate, I definitely reckon you can't carry your missus' shoes when she's got sore feet, you know?
When she's been to the races all day and walking home.
Something like that. You know, like, I just think it's embarrassing, mate. You know, hold this for me, can you? No way, hold it yourself.
Yeah,
fair enough. There, Brady. Let's get to Terry's in Diamond Creek. Terry?
Hi, how you going?
If you're a man, what can't you be seen carrying?
He will not carry the toilet paper.
Oh. Good on him.
No matter what. He will even walk behind me in the supermarket if I'm even putting it anywhere near the trolley.
And Tez, these days you can buy those packets of 30.
Yes.
That's what I buy.
Yeah.
I used to be able to hide it. If I had a 4-pack, I'd just pop it in one of the bags and out we'd go and it wouldn't be a problem. Since I
called
just a big peck.
No, that's funny.
That's
funny.
Good on him.
I love that. Stay there. Tim in Bentley, Bill.
Tim, what can't we carry as men?
Fat Jim Bob, how are you, boys?
Yeah, good, man. Timmy.
The old Paris Hilton style dog in the handbag.
No. Oh, I agree with you.
Mate, who does that? Surely no one does that.
Mate, you see him around.
Oh,
you can't have a little tiny little dog in your hands.
A little chihuahua.
Walking around in a handbag.
No, you can't.
That's not on. Sam's in Bendigo, Sammy.
Yeah, mate, those bloody baby pouches on your chest.
Like the hangover.
Hangover, yes.
Yeah. How can you look your kid in your face, in their face when they're older and say that you couldn't even carry them with your hands?
That's not a bad point he makes. I like that. Stay there. Good Nick's work. In Geelong. Nick?
Yeah, g'day, lads. How are you?
Good, Nico.
If you're a man, what can't you be seen carrying?
Yeah, wife's or partner's hand.
No public affection.
No public affection whatsoever,
well,
Billy.
The great Shane Warne has a list of things that are overrated, the most overrated things in the world.
Yeah.
A third new ball is one of them.
A third new ball, yeah.
And holding hands in public. Oh. So he's with you, Nick.
Does the missus try and grab it, Nico?
Yeah, definitely, mate.
And you just say, no, I can't, though.
Oh, you always, yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll stay there. I like that. Let's get to Brenton in Roeville. Hey, Brenton.
Brenton.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good.
What can't you be seen carrying if you're a man?
When you're at the pub with the boys and one of the boys gets a wine.
Oh.
That's me, Brenton.
Yeah, that is you.
You're a flog.
Yeah, exactly right.
I can't. Well, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm not a beer
drinker.
I
thought you, JB, would agree, and I knew Billy would.
No, mate, no. Nothing worse. You're up at the bar, you get three Carlton drafts out of the tap and a wine, and you've got to carry them over.
I buy a bottle and leave it there, but I can't drink beer, Bill. After one beer, I feel like I look like you.
Just get
great big bloated guts. Stephen in Ishnan. Hello, Steve.
How you going, boys?
Steve. Well, if you're a man, what can't you be seen carrying?
One of those bloody Versace handbags.
Versace.
Woo, no, men don't carry them around.
No, but the missus wants me to carry
them. Oh, so you carry the missus.
No, you can't do that, Steve-o.
No, definitely not.
No, all right. No, that's fair
Will
enough,
in buddy. South Yarra. Hey, Will.
Willie.
G'day, gents. Happy Friday. I think skinny milk is one of the things that I've had. It's just you get milk or you don't get milk.
Yeah. That's funny. I'm with you. I'm a whole milk man.
Exactly.
Never
you cannot
milk.
Get no. the skinny milk.
No, I don't get that. I'm with you. I think that makes sense. Hey, not bad topics.
No, good,
not,
good.
Not
I
bad from you.
Yes.
The doctor's in the house.
Resident health expert Damien Christophe. Hello, Damo.
JB, good to see you. Oh,
hey, Christy.
Just returned from France.
Yeah, but that I have, haven't I?
France. What did you learn in France?
Oh, they eat funny, I tell you.
Yeah.
They eat frogs and frogs. Snails.
Are I they good those. For you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're good for you, but I enjoyed them. I really enjoyed them, actually.
Do you find their food garlic. Rich? I've only been there sort of two or three times, and I love the place, but the food I find very rich.
Really rich.
Yeah, I'm more into Asian food. I can't. Yeah. It sits in your guts all day. And
heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy.
Really
Why
heavy.
Why is that?
They use a lot of fat in their cooking,
yep.
heaps of oil. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it does sit heavy.
Yep.
They eat lots of red meat.
Yes.
Heaps.
It tastes beautiful, by the way.
It does taste beautiful. Beef bourguignon.
Yeah, all of that.
I love that.
Their lamb is different. Their lamb's very gamey, isn't it? It's
very.
Sort of like almost like kangaroo-y sort of tasting.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful place. You had a good time?
Lovely. Great time.
The croissant.
Croissant, heaps of croissants, baguettes, the whole lot, all of that. It's good
you
pronounce
didn't know
that.
I knew French.
That's good.
Interesting we talk about this because I cut this out the other day at the Herald Sun. Mm-hmm. Best diets live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Eat like the Greeks, it says here.
Yeah.
Carbs are good and so is starvation. If you want to live longer, that's how it started. And to add extra years, stay away from red meat.
Mm-hmm.
From sweets
mm-hmm.
and from big nights out. It's tick, tick, tick for me. Today, the Australian, this was the ageing conference, we're told,
mm-hmm.
Australians to live longer, we need to start living like the Greeks.
Right.
Or adopting their diet, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more tomatoes.
Yeah.
Seafood, unsaturated fat, and less dairy products.
There you go.
What are you thinking?
When I was in Greece, we had heaps of olive oil. And the Mediterranean diet research says that you want to have about 6 dessert spoons of olive oil every single day to get
really?
The benefit.
Every day? Yes.
Every day, 6 dessert spoons. That's quite a lot. That's 3 tablespoons.
That's a lot.
Heaps. So you can drink it or you can put it on your food. Ooh. You don't have to cook with it. In fact, it's probably better if you don't cook with it because it's rich in the polyunsaturated fatty acids. They're not stable at heat.
Yeah.
So you want to have that raw. They have, you know, heaps of feta cheese. Heaps of feta
they
cheese.
Do?
But it's a lot of it's goat as well. So it's not necessarily dairy feta. And their meat source is not, they actually have a fair bit of vegetarian food and they do have some fish, but they eat a fair bit of goat.
Goat?
Mm. Goat.
As in the meat as well as the cheese?
No, the meat.
Oh, wow.
The meat.
Chicken.
Yeah. So they'll have a goat for a village. So they'll chop up a goat, eat all that. Like there'll be 100 people to rock up to eat goat stew at a village kind of party.
Mm.
It's really fascinating. But I think the reason why the Greeks live a long time is because they don't overconsume food. The countries that live a long time or the communities that live a long time eat the least amount of food. They're massive consumers. Food's a big part of their social life. So they sit down, they might eat for a long time, and while they're eating, they'll drink alcohol at the same time, but they water their alcohol down. So they kind of go 50-50. So they might put wine and then water to top up the glass.
Right, I see.
And so they drink for hours and hours, like 6 or 7 hours at a time, but eat all the way through. So they're never drinking on an empty stomach.
Hmm.
Righto. I am an example of...
a Greek?
No.
Oh.
I get people saying to me all the time, how is it that you don't put on any weight?
Right.
And I say, well, I've always exercised, obviously, but the other thing is I only eat one real meal a day.
Yeah.
So I have fruit in the morning and I'll pick it like peanuts and stuff here and then I'll have dinner.
Yeah.
But if I go out to lunch and have a big lunch, let's say three of us go to lunch, then I won't have, I have very little for dinner that night.
That's wise.
Everyone says to me, Damo, after I said, well, that's no good for you.
Really?
That's not good for you. And I go, well, why isn't it? I've just always done it, but I don't understand if it is or isn't. Is eating like that good or bad for you?
Yeah, eating reduced calories keeps you living longer. There's no doubt about it. Those people that eat the most amount of calories die the quicker death, I suppose. They're not living as long. Mm. The research has been saying that for decades, that the countries, the communities that consume the least amount of food live longest.
So what about people say you should have a massive breakfast?
You've got to have two. Yeah, you've got to have breakfast.
You should have three, you know, round meals a day. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of myths that have been perpetuated. You know, the food pyramid was one of those myths. You know, the food pyramid that we've all learned has no scientific research to it at all. There's nothing. But that kind of suggested that we need to have things based on portions. So we need to have lots of carbs, some vegetables, a little bit of meat, some dairy, very little sugar, and spread that over 3 to 6 meals a day. But there's not a lot of science around that. What we do find, and there's some great research around the 5-2 diet, so the reduction of calories purposefully on a number of days. So you could eat normal food, have a couple of days of fasting. That seems to work really well. Or you could just decrease the total amount of calories every single day. And that could be done in 1, 2, or 3 meals.
Mm.
Doesn't really matter.
Hey, a lot of businesses or even individuals are going in and getting flu shots.
Mm.
What would you say about the flu shot?
Well, the flu shot's one approach to prevention of, you know, that seasonal discomfort that can come from getting a flu.
Yeah.
But there's other things you can do. You can obviously take olive leaf extract. That was hard to get out. Vitamin C, echinacea. But vitamin D's been shown to be as effective in the prevention of certain types of infections, particularly upper respiratory tract infections. So you could load up with vitamin D, particularly if you didn't get out in the sun much through the summer. You could go and take some supplemental vitamin D.
Yep.
And that has been shown. There's a study that I've got right in front of me that was printed in the British Medical Journal that actually talks about the risk reduction of upper respiratory tract infections from vitamin D supplementation is better than having a shot.
Upper respiratory tract infection is what in
chest,
common terms?
Chest, sinus, it's all of this
so
here.
So when you get all snotty and...
Snotty, boogers, up, boogers, yeah.
Boogers.
All that sort of thing.
So take Goobies. Vitamin D to avoid that.
Yeah, vitamin D, good levels of it, you know. I haven't found
what is
yet.
Vitamin D?
It's a vitamin that your body normally manufactures.
Right.
So it's made from the sun rays. Yep.
Yeah, right.
And you can get it from food. So you can get it from dairy. You can get it from cod liver, if you're going to eat cod liver, you know, oil. Or you can actually supplement with it.
So it comes back to oil a bit, doesn't it?
Oil's actually really good for you.
Oils are, aren't they?
Yeah, really good for you.
All right, we're going to take a
break. You can't eat oils, but can you?
Yeah, you can. Oh. They're very high in calories. They're twice as high in calories as carbohydrates, but they don't cause a hormone effect to digest them. So you don't have to worry about insulin when you're eating fat. It's quite an interesting
thing. 1-3-3-5-3. If you've got a question for Damo, jump on the line now. We'll take your calls next.
Dr. Damien Christophe in studio.
Now, we always do this, open the line up so that the Triple M Rush Hour family can get involved in asking our resident health expert exactly what they need to do to make sure they winter well.
Yes.
Brad in Williamstown is on the line. Bradford, welcome. What do you got for Damo?
G'day, Damo. I was just calling in regard to what's the term? FODMAP testing. I've got some food intolerances and had some testing done. I was wondering if you were able to explain maybe what I'm able to do with the results once I've got them.
Yeah. Look, if you've been tested for FODMAP, so FODMAP is an acronym for fermentable oligo mono. What do we got? Fructo oligo mono and polyols. These are all different types of sugars that can ferment in your gut and cause you disruption, heartburn, flatulence, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, all that sort of stuff. If you've been diagnosed with a FODMAP intolerance or a FODMAP sensitivity, you go to a dietitian or a naturopath and they can actually take you down and, you know, through and give you a proper FODMAP program, eating program. Sue Shepherd wrote an amazing book on it, FODMAP, and you can find all of her recipe books, and she's done a great job with it. But it's easy to get on top of.
All right, yeah,
no worries.
Good. Thank you, mate. Thanks for calling. David's in Mickleham. Hello, Dave.
Hey, boys. How you going? Hey, Damo.
Hey, mate.
There's been something puzzling me for a while. I'm a pretty fit bloke, hit the gym, you know, regularly, but I've been doing a low-carb diet for high-protein, low-carb diet for the last probably 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And it seems like just in the last 6 months to a year, Like, I'm just maintaining my weight, but I can't lose anymore. And even if I go stricter with the diet or run more or do anything like that, more cardio or whatever, limit the calories, I'm just not losing weight at all anymore.
Yeah, weird. Right. Do you have much more to lose?
No. I look, you know, I could probably, just like when you go on a holiday, you want to rip up a little bit and, you get know, shed 3 or 4 kilos or whatever. Like, but
Yeah,
like Billy.
Yeah. Well, sometimes your body will get to a point where it's just plateaued, and that's totally fine. And if the only reason why you're eating healthily is to lose weight, your body will get to a point where it goes, okay, I'm just going to take stock here, and then I'll get going again later on. We see on television shows all the time where they just push people to the limit to get a ripped body or to, you know, chisel them down. And that's done through some dehydration, very, very intense exercise over a long period of time, every single day, massive calorie restriction, and that will force the body to do it. But then the consequence can be massive rebound. So if your body's just plateaued out for a little bit, just go with it and just keep eating healthy, and eventually your body will catch up.
All right. Beautiful.
Don't stress too much about it, mate.
And as you advance in years, blokes especially, as you get to 35, 45, you know, you're not going to have the ripped setup anymore.
No.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth's got it. Because that's all he does.
That's right.
I mean, he's an actor and he spends his whole time
in
the gym.
$1 million.
Because that's his act. And
Hugh Jackman.
God love him, by the way, because we love the
And we don't have to be the fittest blokes in the world, Jim. We just got to be reasonably fit.
Brett's in Pakenham.
I keep telling my trainer, I'm Dick. I don't want to run a marathon.
Hello, Brett. Welcome, mate.
How you going, guys?
Yes, how are you, Brett? Are you up and about?
I'm ripping now. It's the weekend belly, so good to go, mate.
Fridays do help everyone, by the way.
Yeah, everyone. Do, everyone, mate, loves Fridays. Do.
Here's a bit of advice, but also a question for everyone. I'd suffered from boils for probably 10 years, and I'm talking multiple.
Yeah.
And doctors, 6 or 7, swabs on this, swabs on that. We'll do a blood test. We'll do this. We'll do that. Nothing helped me. Grab some antibiotics. Went on to a Google website via my brother, which I can't think of the name of off the top of my head.
Mm.
And they said, take turmeric powder, which you can buy at the shops for $1.50 in a packet.
Yeah.
Some of that and some milk once a day, gone.
Yeah.
When did you have boils?
Boils.
Oh, they hurt, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people get boils on their bum. They're usually infected hair follicles.
Oh, no.
Is that what it is?
Mm. Yeah, they can be. But they can just be also
what
infected
is it, full
sweat
of
glands
pus or something.
It's full of pus. Yeah, it's
and
an
you
infection.
Gotta squeeze it.
You got to pop them, lance them, get all the pus out of them. Anything that's going to improve your immune system and downregulate any kind of infection or infective activity is going to be good. Turmeric is going to be great like that because it has that ability. Tea tree oil does that same sort of thing. Not that you drink it, but you can put it on topically. Lavender oil. There's some really great things that you can put on those sorts of topical things. Infections.
Well, Lee's in Lilydale. Lethal.
G'day, boys. The question is, I drink a couple of coffees a day, but I have it with bonsoy milk.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too much milk to have per day of bonsoy, or per soy milk maybe not good for you? Is that correct?
Oh, look, the jury's out a little bit. For some people, soy milk can be really challenging, like really bad for them. But for other people, soy milk's not going to be bad at all. And it comes down to the way in which your body clears hormones out, and that's much to do with your liver function. So, you know, if you're having a little bit of soy from time to time, it's not too much of an issue. But if you're having soy every single day and, you know, if let's say, for example, you're having soy lattes, you're probably then having 400 mils of soy every single day. It could end up being a little bit too much for you. But it may also be absolutely totally safe. It may not be a problem. But to get real clarity on it, you go to see your naturopath or your GP, integrative GP, and get them to check to see how you clear estrogen out of your system.
Hey, Damo. I'm going to fess up to the fact that I had a reasonable lash out at Easter. I had a reasonable go at it, Bill.
Well done.
And Monday, I needed to recover. So I went and got myself. It wasn't a full can. It was one of those beautiful sort of Red Bull-sized cans of full Coke.
Full Coke.
Why is it that as soon as you drink that when you've got a hangover, you feel a million times better?
Well, I reckon it's probably because of the sugar. And then the fizziness just... You get that sugar into your body very, very quickly,
right.
And the caffeine gives you that hit.
Yes.
So it's kind of like having a coffee with lots of sugar in it.
I haven't drunk full-strength Coke, I don't reckon, for 10 years.
Beautiful.
But as I did it, I thought, why haven't I done this more regularly when you're feeling a little hung?
Yeah, yes. There's other ways you can get around it.
Potato cakes.
Magnesium is really good.
A can of Coke and a potato cake. Well, probably 3 with salt. 20 of salt.
You can't be
allowed 1 day a week.
aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, Billy, you're
just
hilarious.
Just reading you here,
you're
Doc.
Hilarious.
Look at this.
I love it. Jeez,
every day, look at his little, this is his quote here.
Go on.
Every day I am inspired to share information that helps to transform lives.
That's it. Bill.
I love
That's
it, mate.
Beautiful.
This is what I do.
Yeah, I know. It's just what are you doing? You got any talks coming up? Any cashies?
No, I'm heading actually up to Sydney to do a couple of talks doing the Power of Food up there.
Yeah, cool.
Nothing really big on at the moment. I'm just going to bolt down, just knuckle down in the practice in at Avita, which I'm loving. It's fantastic.
What do you have for dinner tonight, Friday? You lash out and have a couple of froths?
Actually, I'll have a couple of red wines tonight.
Oh.
Have a couple of red wines.
Good for you, red
wines. Yeah,
wine.
Red wine's good. I'm doing it like the Greeks do. I'm going to eat some nice food right. with some friends and
long
take
as,
it easy.
As long as
good.
You leave it at
and
the table.
And later, what else? still doing what the Greeks do?
Just leave it
that'll
at the table.
That'll do, Billy.
Great to see you, Damo. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, JB. Good to see you.
Oh, big Friday night game, of course, GWS and the Western Bulldogs. It's going to be an absolute cracker.
I'll tell you what it will be, Jim.
Cold.
Bloody cold. It'll be cold as the mother-in-law's up there in Canberra.
Man, they're saying 0 degrees.
The record crowd is about 13 or 14. Sorry, that's what it holds. They'll get that easy up there. This will be a good game, Jimmy boy. Don't worry about that.
Last year's prelim final was a cracker between these two.
Taranto comes in. We spoke about
him
yesterday. A couple other interesting little selections, Jim, I would have thought over the weekend.
Right.
At your club, North Melbourne, out Swallow.
Yes.
And out Lindsay Thomas.
Lindsay Thomas.
Mm.
Well, Higgins comes in. Oh, he was always coming back in. And Jed Anderson, they're desperate to get game time into him. Very talented young kid. So very interesting. I always like that, Bill.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you are or how much footy you played or any of the rest of it. If you're not rowing your side of the boat for whatever reason, then the same rules apply to all when you're trying to rebuild. So I like it.
Geez, they're playing some kids. Good on them there. Well done, North. They got Proust on the emergency there also. Just for some updated teams, the Cats and Collingwood on Sunday have just come through, Jim. Buse comes in. Jed Buse comes in and Menegola comes in for Thurlow and Menzel's been rested. And for Collingwood, Lyndon Dunn comes in. Is that his first game for Collingwood?
I reckon it is.
Yeah, Lyndon, good luck. And Smith come in for Reed, who's been rested also, and Ramsey is out there, mm-hmm. Jim. And I'll tell you who won't play. This is interesting, Adelaide, because most teams say he's not playing, he's out, he's injured. Have they named Talia? Because he did a hammy last week. High hammy, Jim, went off, and surely he's not playing.
Well,
on
they
the
say
weekend.
Normally a fortnight if for any form of hamstring injury, but I don't know, Bill. The medical staff know more than we do.
I know, but he couldn't play if it's a fair dinkum hammy, Jim.
Well, tonight, Bill, there's plenty to enjoy about GWS. They might be, them and Adelaide might be my favourite sides to watch outside of the Roos for me because they've got so much talent. I know that makes sense because they're at the sharp end of the comp, but I just love the talent they bring everywhere. They ping the footy around. They're beautiful by foot and hand. Take risks, Bill. Take the game on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're up against a very, very good defensive unit in the Western Bulldogs. Bill.
Yes,
we often do this on Fridays, and that's get to the family 133353 style.
Mm-hmm.
And let them vent.
Vent.
Just get whatever it is off your chest so you can hit the weekend and enjoy it,
yep.
having said your piece.
Yes, Jim. I like it.
All right. The question we're asking is, what drives you mad?
Oh,
I'll tell you what drives
what
me
drives
mad,
you
Bill.
Mad?
We have underneath here a Coles, obviously, Clarendon Street.
Yeah, we do.
And to get down to the car park we park on, which is level two,
mm-hmm.
you got to go down an escalator and then turn and go down
another one.
To the two levels.
Two escalators.
So I'm done my shopping the other night. Mm. I'm on the first escalator going down. I get to the bottom of the landing of the first escalator.
Yep.
And there were two people in front of me, and then there was a group of about three people in front of them.
Oh, no.
The three people in front of them, Bill, clearly didn't know whether they'd parked on the first or second level. So they get onto the landing in the first escalator and stop.
Just stop there.
Stop dead.
So you're coming down the escalator.
I've got two people in front of me, and then so the two people in front of me run straight up their ass, and they should just all sort of started getting pushed forward.
Yeah.
And then I got down there last. Mm. And these people looked around, all sort of shock and horror.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's probably not a great place to stop.
No,
I don't reckon.
No. People like, do that, Jim. They stop.
What spatial awareness and what awareness of what around you have you got
none.
To think, well, I'll just stop here. And what are the people on the escalator behind you going to do? Just back up, sort of Michael Jackson moonwalk style.
Exactly, Jim.
Honestly, it just drives you.
Awareness?
None. So that drives me, man.
All right.
An example of what I'll give you.
Yeah, exactly. Cues, Jim.
You just any queuing.
Yeah. Because we've got no patience anymore.
None.
In the bank, how come everyone goes to lunch? Well, we all go to lunch, so we go to the bank.
Yes.
But they've all gone to lunch too, so there's no one to serve you, Jim. So you've got to wait too long. And the other one.
Yes.
People who go away on holidays and think it's great to just post photo after photo after photo on a nice sunny beach, and this is great, should be here and all that. Just enjoy your holidays.
What's wrong with that?
Stop posting bloody
photos.
That's
what Instagram is.
No, don't post photo after photo after photo when it's cold and wet back here.
I'll tell you what.
Enjoy your holiday.
There are some people we know of the younger variety. If you take Instagram away from them, Bill, they'll stop.
They wouldn't know what
actually
to do.
Stop operating.
Exactly, like a robot.
Bill,
yes.
133353, what drives you mad? Ripping prizes. Get on the phone, 133353. I love it. What drives you mad? It gives you the ability before you go home on a Friday to get it off your chest, Bill.
Yep.
Like these half-wits on the escalator that decided to stop right at the bottom of it. And everyone just kept piling into the back of them.
And then, Jim, you can go home, knock the top off one.
That's it, Bill. And then relax into a Friday.
Even
have a drink. Thank you, Bill. Rob's from Kinglake. Hello, Rob.
How you going, guys? What? Love the show.
Good on you, man. Robbie. What drives you mad?
What drives me mad? I won tickets through the hot breakfast last Friday to go to the Anzac game.
Yeah, nice.
Fantastic. Took my stepdad, who's 91 years old, with a walker. We're on level 4, and they don't have a lift that goes all the way to level 4 in the southern stand.
Oh, right, okay.
Jeez. So they said we've got to walk around to the Ponsford stand, up the lift to the 4th level, and then back around again. And when you got a shuffler for the stepdad, we would have missed the first quarter.
Especially when there's 90,000 or as good as in the house, makes it hard.
87,
hearing you. Yeah. Righto, stay there. Lee in Bentley. Hey, Lee.
Leah.
Is it Lee or Leah?
It's Leah.
Leah.
Righto. We just need to find out, Bill. That's why we're asking.
Well, where were you brought up?
Well, L-E-A-H.
Is Leah.
Leah, righto. Well, if it's a female. I didn't know Leah was a female. So it's nice talking to you, Leah.
Okay, Leah, welcome to the rush hour. What drives you mad?
When you're in the traffic and you go through the intersection and the light's about to go red and they continue through the intersection and then block the intersection for you.
So who continues, the driver of the car in front of you?
Yeah, no, just anyone who blocks the intersection after the light's gone red. So peak hour traffic.
Yeah, when it's built up. When it's built up, Jim, and then they block that you're supposed to be going and they block you. Yeah, I'm with you, Leah. No,
you know what I mean?
Jim hasn't caught on with anything you've said today, even your name.
I still don't know what you're talking about, Leah, but I love the fact that you called, so well done. Brendan's in Essendon. Hello, Brendo.
G'day, gents. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, what drives you mad?
Oh, mate, I've got a couple of things, but the one that really drives me nuts is when you're walking along at a shopping centre and people are too busy to extract their heads from their own backsides that they walk out of a shop and just knock you over without even looking.
Yeah, or on their phones.
If they drove their cars that way, they would have killed 50,000 people, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
You can see them coming at you, Jim, and they're on their phones.
Yep.
Don't even look at you.
No. I know. It's the whole spatial awareness thing. Yeah. It does drive you mad.
True.
Sharon's in San Remo. Shaz?
How you going, guys?
Great hearing from you, Shaz. What drives you mad?
No, not Shaz. Just Shaz, all right? I'm
Shaz.
Classy.
That's it. Good girl.
Classy.
I'm not on the island. I'm before the island. You know, on the mainland.
Hey, good pub there. Do you go down to the San Remo pub?
Sure do.
What's the owner? What's his name again?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. He's a good mate.
Oh, Tapsy. All right. Shaz, what drives you mad?
He's blind as a bat. What's his name?
Apart from you guys. Yes. And look, this, you're going to probably worry about this in Geelong, but anyway, you go to a chicken shop or like a fresh food shop and they've got these bloody gloves on and the next minute you pass them the money and they take the money with the gloves on and it's like, are you kidding me? And then they're going to serve the next guy and they don't take the glove off, mate.
Yes.
Well, they're supposed to take the glove off to take the money, aren't they, Jim?
I must be shopping at the wrong chicken
San
shop.
Remo. I think they do that at San Remo.
No, they don't do that. I won't say where because I might get run off the road.
No, don't say where. Well, that used to... You and Barry Stoneham used to make toasted ham and cheese sandwiches and leave the plastic around the
plastic,
cheese.
The cheese. And the bloke brought it back. And you see where he put the teeth in the
Oh, no. Apsy's in Sydney.
Apsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Good. Apsy, what drives you mad?
Well, you just mentioned it, the old ham cheese
toasty. Oh, Jim.
Absolutely smashed me story to pieces.
Oh, well, you know, Apps, that Bill and Barry Stoneham ran
this is true. A coffee shop. Jim.
Coffee shop, Apps.
Players on Mallop.
And they...
Actually, I remember seeing it.
They used to make toasted ham and cheese sandwiches and Bill left the plastic wrapper around the cheese and sold it to someone. But so what you're saying is different to that, though, yeah?
Every morning I roll in the Maccas, get the coffee, get the ham, cheese, tomato, toasty, and you wait in the drive-thru for 5 to 10 minutes, the clock's ticking, you're going to be running late for work, and you get your toast and you take a big bite into it and the cheese is still standard cheese. Yeah. It's not melted.
Not melted.
That drives absolutely mad.
Absolutely drives that's me nuts.
Yeah, you want it melted, Jimmy. You're waiting 5 minutes. It should be melted.
I'm with you, Bill. Chris is in Bayswater North. Chris?
Boys, how are we?
Chris,
what drives you mad?
Bayswater. I was there on the weekend. It's a lovely suburb.
That's not too bad when you get past all the crime and drugs.
Yeah, it's
what drives you mad, Chris?
Oh, mate, people who don't have insurance, car insurance.
Oh, why? You've bumped into someone, obviously.
No, I work in insurance in settlements, and the amount of third parties that call me up, I've got cars like I won today, a lady in a brand new BMW.
Yeah.
Didn't have insurance on her car.
What?
Oh, it drives me absolutely mental. Yeah. Well, it really does.
You can't do anything, can you, for her?
Well, yeah. I mean, our driver's hit her, so I mean, we got to repair her car.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I mean, they are so desperate, screaming out, "I've got no other transport. I can't get my kids around to the place. I can't go to." If it's so important, get bloody insurance.
All right, Chris. Oh, I like that. Well done, Blake. Passionate about it, Chris. Blake's in Yarra Glenville.
Likes his insurance, elder. Chris. Hey, Blakey.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Blakey, what drives you mad, Blakey?
Oh, mate, this one's been on my mind for a couple of weeks now. Deliberate out of bounds. One incident in particular.
James Kelly.
Cast your minds back to Essendon versus Carlton.
Yes.
Essendon decide to switch to play out of the back 50. Cade Simpson. Paddocks of space. Paddocks seconds from anywhere, any player. What does he do? Throw his hands up in the air and stop and watch you go out of bounds.
It can't be. It can't be.
That was the big bristler saying it can't be. Well, Blake, this is what we've said many times in the footy coverage. That's the last thing you want to see is players actually not picking up the ball so that they'll win a free kick. Yep. I hear you. It needs to be looked at. I'm not disagreeing with a word you're saying. Jackie's in Wandon. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Bill, boys. How are you?
Good, well, Jackie.
What drives me nuts is I'm a courier driver, so I'm on the road a lot. People who tailgate and abuse me when I slow down for roadworks and school zones.
Well, they abuse you.
That's
flashlights and on the horn.
And you were only doing the right thing?
Absolutely. Drives me mad.
I tell you, that you will be a card-carrying member of the traffic party, my traffic party, Jack, when I get it up.
Absolutely, mate.
We need to fix it. I'll tell you what else drives you mad is when you're indicating to go right at a set of lights.
Yes.
And there are that many pedestrians that by the time they've all gone across, the red light's gone. The light's gone red and you can't get around. That does drive you mad.
Yes, it does.
Jill's in Melton. Hello, Jill.
Jilly.
How are you, mate?
Oh, Gil.
Gil. Gil. Get the names right.
Well, Bill, we can only read what's on the list here.
You're not very good with names.
What does that say?
It says Gil.
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah, does it?
Yes.
Hindsight benefit. G'day, you do it all
Gilly.
How are you, Billy?
Good, mate.
Mate, you get half an hour for lunch break.
Yep.
You go and do your work banking, go to the bank.
Yes.
You stand in the queue.
Yes.
But everyone in front of you has to have polite conversation with the teller. Yeah. How was your weekend? How are your kids?
Yes.
How was your holiday? Deposit the bloody money and ship off back to work.
Perfect.
That's one for Dunstall.
Yes.
That is true. Oh, yes. How's things going? Hurry up. I want to get served.
Just get on with it. No, I like it. All right. Daz is in South Morang. Daz?
Dazzling.
It's got to be Billy. I want to be Dave Hughes. Your jokes in the afternoon are absolute ludicrous rubbish,
yeah,
mate.
That's true. That is true, Dazzling.
Did you hear the other one about the chicken and the egg?
Billy, come on, mate. You're 50 now.
Harden up and get better.
Very difficult, Darren, to come up with a good, clean joke that's not racist or sexist or anything else that ends in ISM.
Mate, my kids are 5 and 7 and they're funnier.
No, they're not.
They would be.
Well, give me one now, Darren. Give me one off the top of your head. Hang on. Get the dump button ready.
Hey, Daz, I couldn't agree with you. Oh.
There you go. My son just said, hello, fart face, Billy.
Oh, dazzling. I try my hardest.
Third champion.
See you, bud. Right,
well done, Daz.
Hey, Peter Williams is a bloke that owns a pub at San Rooney. A nice fella. Blind as a bat.
Not Tapsy.
No, not Tapsy, Jim. Old Pete there. He's a good fella. Walk in tonight, actually, and say you get a free pot. Yeah, and you get a free pot.
Oh, no, nice. Friday night team assembled here, too. Have a look at the heavyweights. We've got the big Duke here. We've got Chris Judd, Damien Barrett. We've got Howie, the enormously nosed producer. So I presume that what they're doing is doing an hour and a half out of here and then throwing to a team interstate, which is disgraceful. Never happened in my time on Friday Night Football. These blokes need to get their oar in the water. Man who has, and great to have him back, by the way, is Nath Brown, former superstar with the Dogs and the Tigers. Hello, Nath.
Good to be back, Jim.
And now, we want to talk to you about lots of things. Yeah, we'll get to the footy next because you're obviously going to tear that to shreds.
Yeah.
But I know, I've known you for a very long time. You're a very good friend of mine and a very good man. But your wife, Christine, is stunning and smart.
Yeah.
And how the hell is she with
me? How did you get her?
Exactly. How are you married to her?
Well, I don't really know. I really fell on my feet. And I think she fell on her feet.
No,
I think she's very, very open to the fact that she fell on her feet.
No, you were a player too in the good old days, weren't you?
A footy player? Yeah, I was.
No,
I played 14 seasons.
You rated yourself. You rated yourself.
I had a girlfriend for 7 years before I met Christina, yeah. You didn't know that?
Well, when I saw you out, you didn't have a girlfriend. Oh, wow, wee, Nath.
Now, Bill, I was very fortunate to be invited to Nath's wedding, and I was standing next to, I think it was Gia with the unfeasibly small teeth.
Oh, yeah. The rock eater.
Yeah, and the two of us were making the same comment, and that's you and Christina standing up there, and we both said, how has Nath managed to convince this stunning girl to marry him? And now she has come up with, well, it used to be Scent of Home, now it's SOH Melbourne,
yep.
The most stunning range of candles and now perfumes that are in 120 outlets in Australia,
gee.
Selfridges in the United Kingdom. This product is flying. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, she's doing really well, and it's fair to say that I pissed away most of my money from football,
yes.
So now that she's doing really well, I'm sort of climbing my way back up. But she started this when we first had our first child. As you know, we've got four now,
yep.
Which is really busy. She wanted to do something that she could do while she could stay home and look after the kids, and she came up with candles. She researched it, and in four or five years, it's grown really big.
But it's taken a while, because I read here, I didn't know this, it was on the old gas burner at home in
yes.
the kitchen.
Yep.
You had to get it all right. I assume that you had nothing to do with that. It was all Christina?
Christina did most of it. I did the packaging, Bill. So
packaging.
All the packaging of the boxes and the look and feel of it's me, and she's the brains behind it.
Right, okay. So how long? I mean, because there are lots of people listening, Brownie, who are start-up businesses and wonder if they could ever make a success of it. There is a lot of grunt and a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get to where you are now, which is a really successful product.
Yeah, we didn't take anything out of the business for probably 2.5 years, so it takes a long time to
yep.
set up something from scratch, and you're very nervous when you're doing it as well. I
yeah.
mean, it's your own money that you're putting into it, and she was nervous, and obviously working with your wife, it puts a lot of tension on the relationship
yep.
at times. But 2.5 years, then we started to take a little wage out of it, but it's only now 4 years in that it's turning not a bad profit, and so it does take a long time, and I think people get disheartened when they start a business that it's not going as well as what they'd like.
And so high-end candles, they're absolutely brilliant.
No,
I've had them in my joint now, Bill, for 4 years. They are superb. Get online, sohmelbourne.com, but also the perfume just recently, men's and women's.
Unisex. Unisex.
Ooh,
unisex. You need some, Bill.
I don't.
No, you don't.
Actually,
you're not really the target market.
But then also you had, your mate, what was your mate? Horse?
Craig Ellis.
Is he still going well with those bathers?
He's worth $100 million.
$100 million.
$100 million.
So the bait, what are they called? Triangle?
Triangle.
Yeah. Triangle
bathers.
It was
only 4 years ago he couldn't afford to come home from Hong Kong.
You lent him some money.
Couldn't get the flight home. And he's now absolutely flying, like just buying cliff top mansions all around the world.
It's unbelievable.
It's a good story because he's one of those blokes that has a crack.
Yep.
Everyone's got a mate who,
yeah.
I'm going to have a crack at that, and just goes full ball into it. And one of them paid off, and now he's a squillionaire.
It was the Kardashians, wasn't it, that first
yes.
wore them on Instagram?
And it flew from there. So he's a rare human being, Craig.
You only have to go up to Bali and wander onto any beach, Bill.
Yeah.
They are everywhere.
Everywhere.
They're like a neoprene material,
yes.
aren't they? They're
yep.
different to most.
They're like the
bikinis.
Wetsuit type.
Yeah,
setup.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well done to him, and well done to you and your beautiful
wife. You still got the pubs?
Yeah, got the pubs. Got the pubs. The Brighton Hotel, the Waterside Hotel. So if you're in the footy, obviously not tonight because it's in Canberra, but get down to Brighton and have a couple of beers.
And Stu Wigg, no more. He's gone back. Is that right? And
oh, he's
Leanne Gather.
He's down to Leanne Gather. He's still involved in the pubs,
okay.
but he's not. He doesn't run
this
our
is
pubs
Stu
anymore.
He used to be
Wigney,
a centre half back for Adelaide and the Richmond.
Richmond used to put a heap of baby law on the
he
arms.
He did. He had the pumped up Warwicks. But he is it true that he has a pub down there with
Roughhead
and Heppel,
and there's a couple of others involved in it as well.
Nice.
So well, I haven't heard how it's going, but I'd imagine as you'd know, owning a local pub, Bill, it goes pretty well
down there. Would as long as they stick their head in, you got to do that, don't you? You got to put your head in. Do you win the Morris Medal?
Yes.
You won the under-19s best and fairest.
Yeah. Why is that so funny?
I didn't. Never knew you did. Who did you beat?
I don't know.
Is that when you had that terrible 96? Long the, hair yeah, when long, you come down from Bendigo?
Very long hair.
Oh, you look like
a
thick, flog.
It was lush.
You look like a flog, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You did. How's the Sunday footy show with TJ?
Yeah, flying old chompers. He's going really well. Yeah. So ratings were pretty good so far.
Fantastic on the weekend when Bill didn't turn up.
Yeah, they spiked on the weekend when Bill didn't turn up.
I did have a look at him and they were very low.
I didn't have to sit next. He farts the whole way through the show. It's unbelievable.
It's terrible.
You know you're getting old, Jim, when you don't mean to and they just slip out.
Do you? Yeah. Is that what happens? Yes, I'm not sure it does. We need to talk footy next with Nath Brown.
From the Friday Huddle, Triple M Rocks footy from 6, it's Nathan Brown.
As I said, former star of the Western Bulldogs and the Richmond Footy Club. Your old club, the Dogs. Any chance tonight?
I don't think so, Jim. I don't think they're playing okay and they're 4-1, but they've been behind at quarter time 4 times this year and half time 3 times. So I reckon if they get behind and they're starting slowly against GWS, I think they're going to be too good. I don't think they can come from behind against GWS. So I think at the moment, I think they're just building the Dogs towards the second half of the year and they'll be cherry ripe. But I think GWS tonight.
What do you like about GWS?
I just like their evenness across the board. And I like the fact that the general, John Patton, pops up and kicks 6. And then you've got to worry about Jeremy Cameron as well.
Lob.
And Lob, their midfielder. You know what I love? I love Toby Green. Yep. A lot of people, he polarises people. But yeah, I love the way he goes about it. He's got that swagger like Mick Jagger. He just doesn't. Mm. It looks like he doesn't care, but he just gets the job done. And I love watching him play.
He can play too. Oh, catch it overhead and all sorts of things.
But you look at their back line too, the Giants. You say it's not a great back line. When you look at names like Williams, Haynes, Kennedy, Wilson.
But they can all kick it.
Yeah. But they're not household names. I know they've only been around for 5 years.
Brilliant kicks of the footy.
And they run, and as a group, they defend really well, don't they?
They do. They're very good at defence. Mm. That's the thing that gets forgotten about GWS is how good their defence is. So be a good game tonight, but GWS.
Big Mummy too. He controls it all, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does.
He loves it. And the straight back are out. Phil Davis,
not playing. No, he's out, mate. He's got a hammy.
Might just give him a bit of a look in the forward half of the Western Bulldogs. What else is exciting about footy at the minute, Nath? What are you enjoying?
Well, what I am enjoying is the high scoring. It's good. It's high scoring. We're past that part where there's so many stoppages and so much congestion in the play. I think it's great. I'm excited about Richmond 5-0 for the first time since I think 1995 was the last time they were 5-0. So
who do you follow, Richmond or Dogs?
I follow both. I like to see them both win. Yeah. I don't think they can beat Adelaide, but I think they can go close. They've only allowed 75 points a game this year. Richmond. Adelaide average 133, so it's going to be a big game.
I'm loving the role you used to play and how that's emerged now into being one of the most important in footy, and that is the small sort of high forward.
Yep.
The Araz, our man, Araz Fantasia.
Razzle-dazzle.
Very close to being the Anzac Day medalist, only they only gave him one vote.
And then they're all exciting players too, Jim. Stevie J. Chompers, he does it better than anybody at the moment. As we spoke about Toby Green, you've got Jamie Elliott who does it as well. Eddie Betts. Robbie Gray's probably the best in the comp at it. I'd take Robbie Gray every day of the week over all of them.
Would you?
Menzel? Yep.
Menzel. If Menzel hadn't have had 4 knee reconstructions, he could be the best player in the comp.
Mm. He's been rested this week. Hey, Josh Jenkins is back, Jim, too. Nice. He's missed 3 weeks.
Yes.
He did look like...
Who said? He was winded.
Yeah. Bill said he jumped on the stretcher.
He was winded.
He's missed 3 weeks.
He's back.
Well, so, that's Bill, good. What do you say to him?
Well, we say...
What do you say?
Well, we say, Josh, we're sorry. Aaron.
Well, maybe he had to stay out because he was that embarrassed. He thought, well, maybe 2's not enough for what I gave.
He must have been injured to miss 3 weeks. That's a long time.
Hey, they're flying, Brownie. Adelaide.
Oh, they are flying. And winners, what they've been able to add without Dangerfield being in there, the pace. Young Atkins has got some genuine pace. If Talia doesn't play, it changes it up a bit, but they've got genuine pace on the edges now. Curtly Hampton, Charlie Cameron, just these players that... Pace. If you can't run these days and you can't kick the footy, you just don't play.
Yep. Yeah. And I reckon that's the biggest thing. When you watch the teams in the bottom sort of half, they just get caught out because they can't kick.
Mm.
And they turn the footy over. So the Melbourne game on Saturday night against Richmond, how many times, if you're a Melbourne fan, would you be watching that thinking, if we could just kick the ball, we would actually be a half-decent team.
Particularly off half-back, because sides set up with their big zone across the middle of the ground, that's where they want to turn it over. If you can't run out off half-back and pinpoint a pass, it's coming back at a million miles an hour.
Well, that Demons game, I just kept looking at it thinking, they are doing everything right.
Yep.
They're structuring it. So Goody's got them positioned beautifully on the ground. They're doing all of the team defence stuff really well. And then they win the footy and turn it straight back over.
I love from the Demons, Jaden Hunt. How good a player is he?
He's coming in next week.
And a different cat.
He did. He lost the game the week before. I forget who they lost to, but he was driving home and he was a bit upset. Yep. Frio. And he dropped in at Luna Park to cheer himself up.
He did, mate.
Got the weird-ass headband going.
Longest middle finger, rude finger you've ever seen, Jim. In vending machines. Gets a Coke.
Listen to Bill.
He puts it
where
in.
Where are you headed with this, Bill? where are you going?
That's
with
what he does do with the long fingers. What? He put. Who made him do it? One of the Melbourne players.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going. Yeah.
Spud Frawley, I think it was.
Put it, Spud Frawley, exactly right. Makes him get the free Coke out of the vending machines. That's how long they are. That's all.
Nice you finally got the sentence properly out, Bill, because prior to that, none of us knew where you were going and what you were saying.
Well, normally Nath getting in trouble. You've been good, actually, haven't you?
Well, you all have to grow up at some point, Bill, and I'm sure there's a couple of slip ups not far around the corner.
The Friday huddle. A nice, strong team assembled there.
Big straight back Luke Darcy's out there. Juddy. He's working on the line at the moment, Juddy. He's brilliant.
Plenty of ego there. How are you going with that?
There is plenty of ego, but Juddy's one of those blokes that surprised me. Never wanted to read a newspaper, was never going to do media, and realised a couple of years out of the game you needed the coin to survive. Here he comes.
Oh, Howie's there.
Howie's there.
Very, very nice. Well, enjoy tonight. It'll be a cracking game. Thanks for dropping by.
No worries.
The Friday huddle.
We brought the boys in, a couple of them anyway. They're about to tear it to shreds, GWS and the Western Bulldogs. The great Chris Judd's wandered in. Hello, Juddy.
JB.
Now, you've come in early because we want you to be audience to Bill's joke and also the hot breakfast's finest, Big Duke Darcy.
Hello, Jim. Duke. Hello, Bill. Hey, I always tune in. I'm in the car this time of the afternoon, so I'm a regular listener to the joke, Bill.
Do you like it?
Not particularly.
I don't think anyone likes it, to be really honest. Dude. By the way, yourselves, Howie is going to be involved. Nath Brown, who we just spoke to, Damien Barrett, big team. The Friday huddle on fire. The Giants and the Bulldogs will be a ripping game.
Pretty fired up, Brendan Favola, to join us.
Not happy with Ed.
Might respond to some comments from the president of the Collingwood, from what I understand.
What you should do is just play him the comments made by the Rush Hours. Larger representative too. I think the words "fat as a fool" came out of Bill's mouth.
But if you're fat as a fool,
you're allowed to say that.
All right. So, Juddy.
Juddy.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Bill tells a joke at the end of every show on the Rush Hour.
I'm familiar enough with the joke.
Virtually none of them are funny. So,
have you got any good jokes, Juddy? Because you're
I'm here to learn, Bill.
All right, let's turn into it.
In the day with the laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Come on. Well done to Agent Chaos, too, by the way. Shaz was right. Peter sold the pub down there at Sam Lumo.
And Tapsy's taken over.
No, the new publican's called Ben Fisher, Fish. So, good on him.
Come on, Bill, something funny.
A male patient is lying in bed in hospital, Jim.
Yes.
Wearing an oxygen mask over his mouth and nose. A young nurse appears and gives him a sponge bath. Nurse, he mumbles.
Yes.
From behind the mask. Are my testicles black?
Are they what?
Black or back?
Are my testicles black?
Black.
Just go, I'm mumbling, right? Embarrassed, the young nurse. I don't know, sir. I'm only here to wash your upper body and feet. He struggles again. Nurse, please check for me. Are my testicles black? Concerned that his blood pressure might go through the roof or his heart rate might go too high.
Yes.
She overcomes her embarrassment, Jimmy Boy, and pulls back the covers. She raises his gown, holds his manhood to one side, and his testicles in the other hand.
Yes.
She looks very closely and says, there's nothing wrong with them, sir. They look fine. The man slowly pulls off his oxygen mask.
Yes.
Smiles at her and says very slowly, thank you very much for that. That was wonderful. Now listen closely. Are my test results back?
Oh, no. Now, Juddy.
Are my test results back, Juddy?
Where do you sit
She
for that?
Thought he said, are my test results back? Yeah.
It was almost a monologue, wasn't it?
I'm not sure we can go on air after that. I don't think it's possible.
That's a nice flattener.
There's your lead in.
Come on.
Bill. Loved it, Bill. Well done, Lockie Rayner. Matt Hutch loved it.
The Friday huddle, stick around. Giants Bulldogs going to be enormous.
You can't do